Hallo. Wir wollten die Lebensmittel abholen.
6 days a week, Robert Hedron and a fleet of other drivers do the rounds of Berlin's supermarkets, picking up what's left over. It's all brought back to a central sorting office, and the good stuff's kept.
There are loads of discounters who can't sell this anymore. But just because one's bad doesn't mean they're all bad.
And each month, almost 700,000 kilograms of groceries are distributed to social service facilities across the city for those in need. Salad, biscuits, sausages, bread, a few vegetables. This woman shows me what she's picked up. This definitely helps as my pension's not big, she says. It's not just pensioners and people on social security who come here. Though the country's unemployment rate fell to a record low for the month, according to the National Poverty Conference, which published its annual report the day we visited the center, one in four Germans live in the low-wage sector, the so-called working poor. Like Thomas Weers, who says he earns less in a full-time job than he would on benefits.
Everyone says, isn't it great? We have just 2.5 million jobless. But if you're only getting paid 6 euros an hour, it doesn't add up.
Germany prides itself on its social welfare system, which is one of the most generous in Europe, which is why you won't find people here, for example, who won't be able to feed their families this Christmas. But as the country's demographic changes, as the population ages, if Europe fails to become more competitive, then it's this social welfare model that may become a thing of the past.
Liliana Pfund tells me she wishes Germany had kept the Deutschmark.
We're taxed to high heaven now. That money they send to Greece, they should keep to build Germany up.
She feels her 40 years' hard work aren't reflected in the pension she receives. But here at Christmas, she's happy that at least she doesn't have to go without. Diana Magne, CNN, Berlin.